We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.
We have our visitor, Steve Double.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon to everyone out there in Vectis Radio land, listening on 104.6 FM.
Indeed, and soon to be DAB.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We'll be dab hands at that.
Oh, we will. Now, you've come in today to talk about Charlie Daw, haven't you?
Yes, that's correct, because Charlie Daw is on another UK tour with Songs for the Curious, and she's played on the island a few times before, notably at Vent the Fringe, where St Catherine's Church, we had quite good audiences. She carries on writing songs. It's an enduring sort of a poet with the sharpest of eyes, really. So these songs are again accompanied by Julian Littman of Steel Eyes Span, multi-instrumentalist, who they kind of been friends since drama school. So it's about the songs. It's an evening at Apollo Theatre on the 2nd of November, a Sunday night. The songs, it's the art of songwriting, really, and that's something that never really goes away. You've either got it or you can get an AI computer or someone else to write your songs, but some people never will do that. So yeah, they're back because of the strength of the songs, and that's why they want to tour and play to like local audiences. So it's an intimate show in front of a local audience, and that's part of their tour, really, and that's where we are with it. Then it is what it is.
Yeah. Indeed. And it's said in the information that it's going to be an edgy music evening, as well as happiness and all sorts of other things.
It's kind of life affirming, it's poignant.
Indeed.
I mean, you can't really write songs if you haven't had a life that's been sort of full of ups and downs, really, and then use that experience to write songs. And I think knowing Charlie over a few years, I think she has a wry sort of sense of sometimes dark, and sometimes, you know, she sees things for what they are, really. And I suppose she's a woman who's gone through the male orientated music industry at different times and had to stand up for herself and the strength of her songwriting, and she still does it. So, I don't know, you know, what I would say, poignant and perceptive lyricist, really, a songwriter with the lyrics, and award-winning American Indie Acoustic Awards and Best Album of the Year and Fatty Awards. So,
and she's an artist, not just an artiste, she's an actress as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, both of them have had multi-sort of faceted careers in this sort of business, this strange business that evolves. But, sort of since meeting at drama school, they've been in West End stage shows. And between them, they've sort of crossed paths and done lots of different things. And I think what brings them together is just they like writing songs, really, and they like sort of playing to new audiences. And that's the thing that they do. But outside of that, I mean, he's been in lots of TV shows and films like Evita, Running Scared, The Life and Death of Peter Sellers, the Rocky Horror Movie Show. They were on the Rainbow Children's TV show as presenters.
And also on the radio as well,
yeah,
wasn't she?
Yeah, and they've done lots of stuff for radio and composing for, like, TV drama. You name it, they've kind of done it, really, put out sort of music dramas on the road and through plays. So, yeah, coming to a theatre is good, really, because that's where they started out, really, repertory theatre after leaving drama school. So they've come full circle, really. So, yeah, just good to see them on the island again. It's good to have original music and sort of people that are kind of not trying to be this sort of next sort of like Coldplay or Dire Straits, but just kind of doing what they do, really, and that's it. So, yeah, and the Apollo Theatre's lovely. It's a playhouse, amateur, run by volunteers, a charity, since 1970, when a group of people decided to buy an old building and because they wanted somewhere to put on their own plays. So it's very independent, the Apollo Theatre, and I just like being involved with it, really, and that's why I'm back there. We had a show earlier in April with Reg Muros, who came over, the life story of Woody Guthrie, and it's only today that I've managed to order the book by Will Kaufman, which I'm going to start reading about, because I learned so much about Woody Guthrie from that show. So I think you can always learn something, can't you, from... I think that's the thing, and that we're all still learning, really.
Indeed. Mm. So Charlie is going to be appearing at the Apollo Theatre on Sunday, the 2nd of November. How can people get tickets?
Well, the Apollo box office, it works really well. You know, you can phone up, you can go online. So it's a small theatre, so tickets are going to be limited, so hopefully we'll have a good size audience, and there'll be people that have seen her before, people that have not seen her before, and that's part of the mix, isn't it? And I hope everyone has a good evening. I mean, I know the Reg Muir show kind of like was good because you can sort of like in that sort of theatre atmosphere, you can actually engage a bit with the audience, and it's kind of more you're part of something rather than seeing someone at Wembley Stadium on a big stage or a monitor. You're actually part of it. You feel it's inclusive, really, and
it's more intimate.
Yeah, I do remember at Ventnor Fringe one time we were in a church and it was steadily quiet and someone dropped a teaspoon on the floor. And I think the thing was we didn't realise someone was going to bring percussion to the show, but it sort of gets a laugh, doesn't it? You know, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's just how it is. I mean, that person must have felt a hole could come up and swallow them up, but. This doesn't really matter, does it? You know.
But that's the thing, you see, because Charlie is a very witty person, isn't she? I've spoken to her in the past, and you know, and I'm coming to see the show as well, and look forward to speaking with her at some point during that evening. But everything that she does is entertaining, isn't it?
I think that's how you have to look at life sometimes, isn't it? You know, I mean, one door closes and another one opens, doesn't
Indeed.
It? And that's sort of been the career of a lot of people that have had long careers, so. You're always looking for the next opportunity, and it could be whatever it is. You want to sort of make it your own, don't you? And there's no kind of like corporate sort of manager behind it all. It's you do what it is and you put it out yourself. So
indeed,
independent. Yeah, so there we are.
So Charlie Daw, 2nd of November, Apollo Theatre. Tickets are £16.50, and that's fabulous.
That's fabulous, yes. I mean, I do lots of other things. I've got art in libraries. I've at the Star Coffee and Ale House. We have music every month, and that's in Ryde. And I don't send so many postcards around the world these days, but we have got art in local libraries. So Operation Geranium, sort of every year we give away about 600 plants to nursing homes to support older people, health and wellbeing. And as I may have said before, AGK Isle of Wight will be at the show at the Apollo, and we'll be collecting money from ticket sales and collections for them, because one day we will all grow old, and even Pete Townsend's growing old. And
oh, absolutely.
His song said, I never grow old, but he's growing old now. So like the rest of us, we're on an island with a lot of older people, so we need these sort of agencies to help keep the NHS running and keep supporting people and make sure that everyone's well-being continues.
Indeed, and it's about supporting each other as well, isn't it?
It is, really, yeah. So that's where we are.
Well, you sound like a very busy man, Steve.
Spinning plates, really, you know.
Yeah, bless you.
I started out working with young people in youth centres, and now I'm working with older people, so I've gone the full range, really. So,
isn't it funny how things sort of come back to the original? Like you were saying, Charlie Daw's come back to where she started.
Because you want to write songs, and you know, if you don't want to have a hit with them yourself and go through this, then other people can take them on and make hits out of them, and that's what's happened, you know. But if you've got a publishing company and you own the rights, the money will come in, you know, and you don't have to go out on the road and all of that sort of thing. I think that's the thing, isn't it, really? You find something you're good at and you sort of like can do that and you enjoy it, so that's it, you know. You don't have to play the big sort of corporate record company game. You can do your own thing. So,
absolutely, it's just as important as the big ones, isn't it? If not more important.
Yeah, yeah.
But
there'll always be another Coldplay, but we'll always hopefully have Charlie Daw.
Yeah. Indeed.
Well, it's to her credit, she's still going after all this time. So
that's right.
You know,
yeah.
That sort of says about the longevity.
Yeah,
and also just touching on something you said earlier, Steve, about AI.
Yeah.
AI doesn't have heart.
No,
and
no,
that kind of, you know, it's a machine that writes as a machine.
Yeah.
Whereas somebody who's got life experience, you know, had heartbreak, had joy.
Yeah, that's
that
it,
all
yeah.
comes out on the page.
Well, human beings make mistakes, don't they? I think computers don't.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. That's the difference, isn't it? You can write about the mistakes you've made and you can understand where you went wrong, sort of thing. And then you have to look at it with a bit of humour and say, well, I'm human. You know, humility. Have a bit of empathy and affinity, which I don't think computers have, do they?
No. In fact, that we're still here after all of that.
We survive, you know, get blown up and we pick ourselves up and carry on. We hit a few curveballs. And a few doors shut in our face, and we find another way.
Yes.
You just have a different path, haven't
That's
you?
That's it, yeah.
Indeed.
Just be on the path where people follow you and you're not following someone else.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in, Steve. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, thanks and, a lot. Keep up the good work at Victus Radio, and hopefully I'll be able to come back again soon.
You certainly will. Lovely. Thank you so much.